Everyone has their favorite Paul Newman performance. For me, I suppose it was his portrayal of a pool shark in the 1961 film The Hustler.
You sure you don't want to quit, friend?
Let's cut out the small stuff, huh? $100 freeze out. 10 games, $10 a game. Win and take all. And then we'll see who quits.
Okay, friend. You're on.
Call it.
Heads. You win. You better not miss, friend.
I don't rattle, kid. But just for that, I'm gonna beat you flat. That's one.
Like his very many fans, we were sorry to hear of Paul Newman's death. In yesterday's New York Times obituary, Algene Harmetz wrote, quote, "If Marlon Brando and James Dean defined the defiant American male as a sullen rebel, Paul Newman recreated him as a likable renegade," unquote. Newman studied with Brando and Dean at the Actors Studio. When I spoke with Newman in 2003, I asked if he thought of himself, back in the Actors Studio days, as part of a generation bringing something new to acting.
Well, they did bring something new to acting, but it was also a new time of experimentation and playwriting. The social dramas of the 1930s had been pretty much exhausted through the group theater, and we were beginning on the era of Freud and what we used to call the kitchen drama, which is Mummy Never Kissed Me, which is why I'm slitting your throat today.
So, I mean, was it exciting for you to feel like you were a part of something new?
Well, I don't know at the time that you really know that you're part of something new. You just know that you're part of something that's really exciting. And I certainly did feel that. Although, I must say, I had no idea what I was doing until maybe 10 years ago.
Why do you say that? I mean, no one will agree with you on that.
Well, what is. And I take a look at all that stuff that I did previous to this and wish I had a chance to take another crack at it.
Is there something that you would really do different that you could put your finger on?
Less is more.
Uh-huh.
And I was working awful hard in most of the early stuff.
What were some of the movies that you'd seen when you were young that made a really big impression on you?
Can't remember one.
Really?
Yes, until Waterfront.
What made an impression on you about that? What did...
Just the grittiness of it and the realism and the spontaneity of it, the reality of it.
And was that something that you felt you were already doing or that you wanted to try to do?
Well, I was pretty much an oratorical actor up until then, from the old school, 1920s, early Barrymore, stuff like that. Go back and see The Silver Chalice. That was really wreckage.
That's your early biblical epic.
Pretty much, yes.
Now, your father owned a sporting goods store.
Yes.
Did you have to work in the store when you were growing up?
Oh, yes. I started working in the store, I think, when I was about 10. On the weekends, I would go down. My brother and I would both go down and work in the stock rooms. I also sold Fuller brushes.
Oh, really? Door to door?
Door to door.
Were you a good salesman?
You betcha.
Really? What made you good?
I also had a great laundry business when I was at Kenyon. I also peddled whiskey illicitly in Seattle when the war was over. So I've always really been a businessman, so salad dressing is no surprise.
Paul Newman recorded in 2003. He died Friday at the age of 83.